The Bulletin Board, Keeping You Posted. Rewriting. If you're an aspiring writer, you may want to enter Rewriting, a competition for high school students sponsored by the BYU English Department. Cash prizes will be awarded to the winners in each of four categories: fiction, poetry, personal essay, and critical essay. The contest is open to all LDS students enrolled in secondary school or its equivalent, and entries should be submitted between January 1, 1998 and February 1, 1998. For more detailed rules, which are very important, write to Elizabeth Wahlquist, R.E., Writing Chair, 3125 JKHB, Brigham Young University, Provo, Utah, 84602. Here Come the Brides. The young women in the Minot First and Second Branches, Bismarck, North Dakota Stake, aren't headed to the temple just yet, but they decided to talk about the importance of modesty in temple marriage. Several of the young women model the wedding dresses of women in their branch, all of which were both modest and beautiful. For refreshments, they had, what else? Wedding cake. Reminder: the deadline for the New Era Writing, Art, Photography, and Music contest is coming soon. Don't forget to send your entries on time. They're due by January 2, 1998. Consult the September New Era for contest rules, entry forms, and other important information. Sign of a True Friend. Adam Bacon, a deacon in Palmer, Alaska, is a true friend. When one of his classmates developed a serious hearing problem and needed to take an American Sign Language class, Adam volunteered to take it too. Now Adam's friend isn't lonely, and Adam has a new and useful skill. Faith and Footsteps. Youth in the Granada Hills, California Stake took a different approach on the church sesquicentennial theme, Faith in Every Footstep, for their youth conference this year. Instead of taking steps of their own, they helped mentally handicapped children run, jump, and walk to the finish line at the Los Angeles Special Olympics. The youth worked for 9 hours, beginning at 6 o'clock a.m., but their good attitudes never wavered. It was the best youth conference we have ever had because we've been able to give service, said one participant. Sweethearts. The annual crop of sugar beets isn't the only thing that makes Sugar City, Idaho, a sweet place to be. A small group of boys in the senior class at Salem High School in Sugar City, who are all priests in the Sugar City, Idaho Stake, decided that they would make Valentine's Day special for all the girls at their school. The boys got a red rose for every woman and girl in the school and arranged with the principal to present them at a special Valentine's Day assembly during the last hour of school on February 14th. Not a single girl knew about the assembly ahead of time, since all the boys talked about their plans in code, calling it Project A. It's an idea that the girls fell in love with. Read all about it. If you need news and you're in the Ephrata, Washington area, look for these girls. Megan Flynn, along with sisters Lorian and Maley Smith, have the inside track with the other girls in their ward. As a way of fulfilling a personal progress goal, the girls write a monthly newsletter which includes information about gospel subjects, a list of people who have birthdays coming up, and a viewpoint on an important topic. The newsletter is then distributed to the other girls in their ward. The newsletter helps us share our testimonies in a different way, says Lorian. End of Bulletin Board. Fiction.